going down that slope, going 90 miles an hour, when he caught an edge of his ski.
Support for KFFR comes from Granby Ranch, celebrating opening day on Saturday, December 10th, with lifts spinning at 9 a.m. This year, KFFR will broadcast live from the ski area as we help sliders and riders get ready to shred the gnar and get their pow-pow going with the stoke at the highest level. Tune in for live interviews, radio giveaways, and exclusive reports from the slopes with music and fun for all. That's Saturday, December 10th from 12 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon when KFFR goes live from opening day at Granby Ranch.
Going 90 miles an hour when he caught an edge of his ski. Well, it's close.
Hey there, KFFR listeners. This is DJ Foz. I'm doing a surprise little guest interview here in the studio. We've got Quinn Hildenbrandt and Megan. Oh no, where did it go? I got it right here. Megan Schrodel. Yeah. Did I do it right?
Yeah.
All right, Megan Schrodel. So both of these fine ladies are here in the studio. We are going to talk a little bit about that event that you just heard on the radio. Yes, KFFR is going to be live from Granby Ranch at opening day. And just to get you a little more excited, if you weren't excited, the weather looks very promising. We are going to be getting a storm coming in this evening, I think around 10 o'clock. They're expecting 7 to 12 inches. I think that's good news. That's good news for all the ski areas. And so Granby Ranch should be ready to have the pow-pow and those headshots that we're all looking forward to. So let me introduce these ladies with you. Quinn Hildenbrandt, she is the events and activities manager, and Megan Schrodel, did I do that right? Yes. Marketing coordinator. Tell me, what can we expect from opening day, Quinn?
Yeah, so we actually have about six different things happening December 10th for our opening day, starting first thing that morning with an event called The Perfect Blend. This is a collaboration with Destination Granby and local coffee shops in the town of Granby. We'll be dropping off 50 mugs at each coffee shop, and the first 50 customers at the different coffee shops will get free mug and free coffee that day.
This is on December 10th.
Saturday, December 10th. Yeah, definitely it's intended for local folks that know about it to go to your favorite place and get your souvenir mug. It's 50 per location, so mugs are there until they're gone, including, Megan, help me with the list of coffee shops. So we'll have Simple Coffee.
Yep, First Chair Cafe, which is at Granby Ranch. We'll also have Bighorn Bagels
yeah.
will be participating, Rocky Mountain Roastery, and Debbie's Diner.
Nice.
Yeah, so now, any of those locations.
Will these coffee mugs say Pow Pow on them?
I believe they'll have a Granby Ranch logo on them.
I think that should be your new motto, Pow
Next
Pow.
Year.
Just Pow Pow all the time.
All right, so that's all happening on December 10th. What else is going on on December 10th over
yeah,
in Granby?
Again that morning, we've got our first session of Rise and Shine Yoga, which is with the talented Margaret Strom of Mountain Moon Yoga. She comes out and does yoga every Saturday at Granby Ranch. So the first session is just after 8 a.m. And then she'll do a second session of Snoga at the top of the mountain up at Vista Ridge, kind of the wedding venue area. It's really beautiful up there, super serene, a great place to do a little outdoor yoga. She doesn't make you lay in the snow or anything. It's all standing. But she's got some great moves to kind of open up the hips for skiers and get your knees going. And
so Snoga, do you wear your snow pants at Snoga?
Yeah, yeah. It's at the top of the lift. So I would come up, leave my skis at the entrance, walk back, do yoga for half an hour, and then ski down with Margaret.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, she snowboards, but, you know, we would ride down together.
That sounds amazing. That's at 10 a.m. on that morning.
Noon. So there's one,
okay,
there's one just after 8 that's indoors, and then the Snoga, the outdoor, is at noon.
Gotcha. So at noon, we got Snoga. What else is going on? Well, of course, KFFR is going to be there.
KFFR is going to be there.
We're going to be playing the best music around. We're going to be interviewing people. We're going to have giveaways. What are we going to be able to give away?
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting to get confirmation from our retail department. They are I mean, they've got boxes packed to the ceiling right now that they're still doing inventory and making sure that we got everything we ordered, hats and gloves and stickers. So we'll probably have a lot of those type goodies. I imagine some Granby Ranch hats and stickers and maybe some buffs will get given away that day.
Nice. Yes, we're super excited. Yours truly will probably be the DJ that day. I've making the most amazing playlist. It's got all Bob Gibson on it all day long. If you guys don't know Bob Gibson, he's got this 60s or okay, more 1950s yeah. ski album. It's great.
Yeah, it's old school. I love it. I caught a Bob Gibson song on KFFR years ago heading to work, and I was just like giggling the whole way. It was great. Bob Gibson's
it
awesome.
It is good stuff. So what else? So that happens around noon. We're going to be playing music until at least 3 in the afternoon. I mean, I'm sure it's going to be so much fun. We'll be going until the lifts close. What time do the lifts close and open that day?
Lifts are open 9 to 4 that day. And we have two other kind of events on the list. We'll be doing a snowshoe tour starting at 1 p.m. So that's if you have your own snowshoes, you can bring those and join us, or you can rent snowshoes at Granby Ranch. That'll take off at 1 p.m. You ride the lift up and kind of hike down. And then from 3 to 6, we'll be having our first Opry ski of this season. We're going to be doing live Opry ski music every Friday and Saturday from 3 to 6 p.m. And we're kicking off the season Saturday, December 10th with Andy Strauss.
Oh, awesome. We love Andy.
Yeah.
So we'll have a little bluegrass. Is it just Andy or is it the whole hunker down?
It's just Andy. So the Après Ski this year will be in the 8350 Lounge, which for those of you that have been to Granby Ranch before, it's the small restaurant bar up on the third floor. So we're a little bit worried if we tried to put a full band in there that there'd be no room for anyone to come watch. So mostly planning for solo musicians up there. But nice. Later in the season, we've got, you know, Andy Irvine and the Jelly Roll Bakers. We've got Emily and Retta Yarbrough, and they play as Blood Sugar together. Right. So we do have some duos coming in. Should be really great.
Now, is that Opry Ski every Saturday?
Every Friday and Saturday.
Every Friday and Saturday. Wow.
Yep. Yeah, it's a lot of live music.
So, Megan, you're kind of new to this position in Granby Ranch. I know you kind of had an interesting background. You came from Pennsylvania. Sure. Tell us a little bit about that.
So we came to this amazing valley from Utah. Before that, we were in Pennsylvania. So East Coast to Utah to Colorado. So we're super excited to be here. Loving Granby Ranch so far. I'm super excited to see what the winter brings here. It's going to be like a big surprise every day.
Oh, yeah. So far, does it seem warmer, colder?
So we were also in a mountain community in Utah. We were just outside of Powder Mountain. And I would say it's definitely colder here.
Yeah.
Our elevation was slightly lower, but it's a lot wetter. So the humidity is a little bit higher, but we're liking it so far.
We get the good pow-pow, though, being at this higher level.
I hope so.
So are you a snowboarder? Are you a skier?
I ski, yep.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So you've been at Granby Ranch for a little while. So if someone's never been to Granby Ranch, from your perspective, you're new to this area, why should you come out to Granby Ranch?
I think all of the events and the activities, we personally came to all the summer activities. So we're super excited to see what Quinn has in store for the winter. I know that we're going to be having some Santa visits later this month. And it's great for families and for people who maybe don't necessarily want to go over to the other side of the valley. If they're staying in Granby, it's perfect location. I personally have a child that is in the elementary school, so it's going to be probably where we're going all winter.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I like about Granby Ranch, especially on the weekend, is the resort over here in Winter Park is just so busy. There's people everywhere. And Granby Ranch is kind of like a party. It's like having a good time out there on Saturday, enjoying the Opry ski, enjoying all the things that you can do. So I'm excited to be out there. Should be fun. December 10th is opening day at Granby Ranch.
That's right. Yeah.
So do you feel like the snow's going to be good that day?
Yeah, we were actually on the car ride over. We were kind of talking about what runs we think might be open. You know, probably we can speculate and only Mother Nature really, really is a deciding factor, as everybody that lives around here knows. Snowmaking can be a challenge, but we had a new snowmaking system installed last year, and those guys have been cranking it out. It's amazing. Every day as you drive over the hill, I'm kind of speculating, like, where are the guns now? You know, you can kind of see them running through the clouds or in the sun or over the trees. And they're doing a really great job. I think we're going to have more terrain than we have for the past couple of years, but that's probably all I can promise.
Oh, wow. That sounds great. Time. So what about all these events on opening day, the snowshoeing, the snoga? Is that all free? Can anybody participate, or what's the deal there?
So we unfortunately do have some price points involved with some of those events. Obviously the coffee event, like we mentioned, that's free to the first 50 customers at each location. And of course you can come listen to KFFR for free. We're not going to charge anyone to, you know, open your ears and have a drink and hang out.
Right.
Snoga is going to be included in a pass purchase for the day. So if you want to go online now and reserve your single day ticket for opening day and come check it out, you're able to participate in those snoga events, as well as like season pass holders. The snowshoe tours, I believe are going to be $25. To be fair, we're kind of finalizing that information, so more to come, but keep an eye on the website, www.grambyranch.com. And let's see what's last, or
live
what
music
else?
With Andy Stroud.
Yeah, oh, opera ski. Yeah. Opera ski is also free to attend. There'll be some great drink specials going on. And again, as many people as we can fit in 8350, come hang out.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like a good time. We are excited to be a part of this event on December 10th. So come on out to Granby Ranch and come and see KFFR. And we'll be interviewing people. We'll be giving out fun stuff. You can come and request your favorite ski song. So that's my last question for you ladies. Favorite ski song. What do you ski to when you're like going down the mountain 100 miles per hour? Is there something that's playing in your head?
Don't Red Hot Chili Peppers have a song about some snow?
Yes.
That's a good one. That's a go-to for me.
That is a good one. Yeah. I like that. Me personally, I think, gosh, I don't know. There's a band called Fugazi that I like a lot. That's a good one. Megan, you got any songs that you just love to ski to?
No, because I have a child.
Oh, yes. You got to be alert.
Yeah. So right now in this season of life, no.
All right. Well, maybe one day when your what is your kid's name?
Her name is Hazel.
Hazel. Mm-hmm. So when Hazel is going down the slopes at 90 miles an hour, you're going to need something to calm yourself down, right?
Yeah. We'll have to cross that bridge when we get there, but we're not close
yet. Is she skiing? How old is she?
She's skiing. She is almost six, so we'll see. She's not ever skied in Colorado, so
nice.
We'll see how it goes this year.
Well, I mean, this is the best place to ski. Would you want to be?
I don't know.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for including KFFR on opening day. We're super excited to be out there, and let me see if I can find some Red Hot Chili Peppers. Is there anything that you'd like to say before we kind of sign off here?
I think just a huge thank you to KFFR. You know, you guys came out one time this summer and it was a great success. You'll be there for opening day. I think we look forward to working with KFFR a lot more in the coming years ahead. For everybody to go check out the website. We've done a huge renovation of the building. We've done a huge renovation of the website. There's so much information right now. Pre-purchase what you can. To save yourself time in lines and things like that. And we really look forward to seeing everybody out there this December.
Awesome. Well, yeah, we loved being out there for the motet. We had a great time. So many people said they heard it online or heard us broadcasting from Granby Ranch. Like, I got to be there. There's a party going on. So we're going to try to make that happen again on December 10th. So mark your calendars, come out and have a good time. And we will see you then. Here's a little bit of Red Hot Chili Peppers. Stay tuned. We've got DJ GR coming in. I think he's got a few Christmas tunes to play for everyone's listening pleasure. You're listening to KFFR 88.3 FM Community Radio for the Fraser Valley and the headwaters of the Colorado River.